بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد مخبرا وآمرا إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا مولانا محمد وعلى سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم صلوا عليه قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد مخبرا وآمرا ألا إن أولياء الله لا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون.
The red ayah of Quran refers to the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, awliya Allah. It means that Quran is identifying some important people, some important person, some important individuals who have sacrificed themselves for the willingness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Quran also refers about the same people, اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ صِرَاطَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ, wishing, requesting to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is the greatest request of an individual that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should enlighten our personalities as He is a merciful authority, and we need His mercy and want to be among those people who always sacrifice themselves for Allah's willingness and Allah's orders. In this regard, I must tell you that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has selected these people as very special, very important individuals of the society. Quran has already told us and identified how to address towards your problem. So the simplest way is to go to the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and seek knowledge and get rid of your problems. The simple solution is this.
Subhanallah.
But the condition is that how could we reach to them? The basic question is in front of everyone or before those who really following their own scientific approaches, they are just having their own questionnaire about the solution of the problems. The simple answer is that there should be a spiritual guide, there should be a spiritual person who could lead you towards your destination, and the destination is known as your destiny. And this destiny, according to Quran, if it is under the observation of any wali or friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, would be a destiny of success. And key of success is to submit yourself before a person who really knows about ins and out of spiritual power and who would tell you how to submit yourself to Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is an optimistic approach. There may be an enigma. There may be a question. As a matter of fact, we have our heritage. The heritage is from Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As we given up all kind of relationship with our ancestors, here means, ancestor means our awliya ikram. As we given up all kind of relationship with ancestors, awliya ikram, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala As you open Quran Kareem and see how I love with them, because these are the people who really successful in this life and afterward. And because of my friendship, they have been given Bashara, assurance that they are paradigm, they are role model. If you follow them, you will get every kind of benefit in this world and after in that world. So this is an insurance. The people who believe in give and take, let me tell you, how could it be beneficial for you? Hazrat Sayyidina Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani radiallahu ta'ala anhu, in his famous sermon to his Murideen, seekers, he says, "Oh my Murid, seeker, student, if you want to get real knowledge in this world, you should search for a person who could tell you about the gravity of love with Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If you get in your life, so this life would be kind of angel life, and you would be out of sin, and your sin would be washed out because of wali." So this is charismatic personality of a wali. Wali means dost. Dost means friend. Friend of whom? To Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So those who are really anxious to identify their problems, to solve their problems, they must understand that today's major problem is because we don't have proper spiritual guide. So spiritual guide, as Hazrat Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani radiallahu ta'ala anhu specifies, there are certain conditions. There are some important conditions. The first condition is about spiritual guide, that he must be follower of Sharia. Sharia means cosmic law. If someone does not follow Sharia and just he says, "I have been given freeship to follow my own opinion, self-created ijtihad, without following Sharia knowledge, without following Sharia," and he says that, "I am Murshid, I am a real guide, I am a true companion of Awliya Karam," he would be a companion of Shaitan. Because Hazrat Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani radiallahu ta'ala says, it is compulsion for a Murshid to follow Sharia, because Sharia is one eye and Tariqa is another eye, which gives you complete understanding of Islam. Allahu Akbar. Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Ghasi Adam radiallahu ta'ala anhu. So, those who are really seeker, who are sincerely going to undertake the responsibility of spiritual guidance, they must follow a person who is true follower of Sharia. This is first condition. And the second condition for Murshid, spiritual guide, is to understand Quran, Hadith, Ijma, Qiyas, basic sources of Islam, as well as other subsidiary sources of Islam. This is the second condition. And the third condition for a spiritual guide is he should be above from selfishness. If he's selfish, if he's asking for money, if he's demanding for societal or domestic facilities, or he is expecting from his Murideen regarding materialistic power, materialistic facilities, he may be a joker, magician, but he cannot be a follower of Hazrat Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And he is not entitled to use title of Shaykh. This is third condition. Hazrat Shaykh radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, fourth condition is that he should be humble, as Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "Takhallaqu bi akhlaqillah." The philosophy of this spiritual teaching principle is "Takhallaqu bi akhlaqillah." Make your ethics as per wishes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as ethics of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what is ethics of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Someone comes to Nabi to Hazrat Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha and asks, Ya Ummul Mu'mineen, what do you say about ethical behavior of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? So how beautifully she replies. She says, haven't you gone through Quran? He says, yes, I have. So she says, the whole Quran is ethics of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar. Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Whole ethical behavior is Quran, and Quran is practical obligation, obedience, following of whom? Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as Quran certifies, لَقَدْ جَاءَكُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ النُّورٌ وَكِتَابٌ مُّبِينٌ. We have sent light and open book for your following. So this is another condition for spiritual guide. Hazrat Shaykh further says, if spiritual guide wants to show his power, that is karama, according to his own wish, just to show his power to his muridin, he cannot be a spiritual guide. Because this is restricted. This would be unethical for a murshid to show his power, because karama is from Allah, his Rasul and awliya karam, with particular permission, with such condition where there is necessity of karama, then it would come out without any intention from a wali, and it would be remembered as Hazrat Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani radiallahu ta'ala anhu touched a dead body and he stood up, and it was a karama by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not by any person. When Hazrat Shaykh Khwaja Muhyiddin Chishti rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi went to Hindustan, subcontinent, he invited non-Muslims to Islam. He did not want to show his power. The power was shown by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The same is with Hazrat Sultan Bahu rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, Hazrat Dada Ganj Bakhsh rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, Hazrat Khwaja Muhyiddin Chishti rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, Hazrat Bayezid Bustami rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, Hazrat Sayyidina Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. All of these are the eminent names and the shining stars of the sky of Medina, which karama begins from Medina, and Medina allows, then the karama starts from a wali. And if a wali wants to show it before the person just to make them round that I'm a wali, he would not be, because karama is a part of tariqah, and tariqah restricts to show karama until or unless it is demanded or required by those who are waiting to get answer from a wali. So wali has been defended by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through a karama, and the karama would be an obligatory law by the wali, and that would be supported by Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, not by any other person. Those who want to understand ins and out of tasawwuf, those who are really seeker of knowledge, they must understand one thing, that karama is a name of wilaya, but it is kind of identification, but it does not allow a wali to show himself. Let me tell you, Hazrat Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani radiallahu ta'ala anhu, is his famous sermon. He says, when the people, they knew me that I am a wali, I just want to hide myself. But when it is noticed by the people, just I leave that place and reside another place. So I have changed at least 113 places so that I could hide myself. This is true murshid. This is Baker House of Sharia. We must understand. So alhamdulillah, Hazrat Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he orders, he commands over his muridin. He says, "O people, O my muridin, you should not be worried about anything because I am praying for you and I am taking care of you, but you should submit yourself with the love of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that your namaz, your ibadah, your all kind of religious activities would be certified by Medina, because Medina is authenticity of our ibadah and Medina is an authenticity of our activities of religious love with Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As Hazrat Bilal Habashi radiallahu ta'ala anhu clarifies his words, that when I want to perform namaz, just I sit down and see Muhammad Rasulullah with my eyes, because when I see Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then I feel myself that my salah has been completed with the name of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Allahu
Akbar. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. These are the conditions. And we must understand, what is the benefit to go and join metaphysical circles? Let me tell you, you're living in America and the American people believe in give and take policy. So let me tell you, how would you get things from this circle? First of all, alhamdulillah, this circle does not claim anything. It proves itself. The first thing is, you just come to Aulia, you will see yourself how the benefit from Medina is being distributed from this place. This is Aulia's call for everyone. Number one. Number two, in this circle you will find real love of Mawakhat, the period which has already been passed during Mawakhat, the brotherhood which was done by Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You will find actual spirit of the same among the circle of Awliya Ikram, where there will be no prejudice opinion regarding religion, caste, creed, color and language. This will be seen here, not everywhere. Only restricted to the circle of Awliya Ikram. And these are the people for whom Quran says, فَقَدْ فَازَ فَوْزًا عَظِيمًا. These are the great real gainer. The real great gainer. How are these? How they gain? Because they negated their nafs. They negated their ego, super ego, and their id. And just they submitted themselves in the foot of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, saying that, "My life, my death belongs to your love." So this kind of unconditional love with Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam promotes human relation, human nature, and promotes a comprehensive brotherhood system in the world. So if you really want to see spiritual emotions, spiritual guidance, just see how Awliya Ikram are the real practical phase of Islam. As Quran, as Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "Al faqru fakhri." Al faqr, faqr means, this is not exact translation, to be poor or poverty. No, not at all. Al-Faqr means simplicity. Fakhri means, it is my pride. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "Simplicity is my pride. Whosoever becomes simple, he comes and joins as Ahl Sufa." That is Ashab Sufa. And those Ashab Sufa who were out of job, who were out of pocket, they had no social resources, but their resources were so strong When Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used to come out from his home, he used to go directly to Ashabi Sufa and used to say them, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. There were special blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam for these Ashabi Sufa. And these Ashabi Sufa are the spiritual leaders for Ahl Tasawwuf. That's why we say the simplicity is a slogan of Ahlul Faqr or Awliya-e Karam, Awliya Allah, friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So my dear sisters and brothers, we must understand the simplest way, a shortcut to reach to your destination, because average life is 60, 65, not more than 70. After that, a person if lives, that he becomes out of sense. So this is proper time when your energies are giving you proper response, when you are earning everything from this world. But you must earn as Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam orders us. And that is what? True love with Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Through whom there may be an agency. And that is the biggest agency of Medina. That agency, those agencies are known as Silsilah Qadriya, Chishtiya, Naqshbandiya and Sohrawardiya. These are four plinth of Tariqah. And Rifaiya also. These are the four or five plinth of Tariqah, which promotes Islamic culture, heritage, love amongst Muslims, not only Muslims, also non-Muslims. And you can be witness for this. If anyone goes to the shrine of Hazrat Khwaja Muhyiddin Chishti rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, Hazrat Data Ganj Bakhsh rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, Sultan Bahu rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, Hazrat Abdullah Shah Ghazi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, Hazrat Baba Faridun Ganj Shakar rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, Hazrat Nizamuddin Awliya rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, Amir Khusro rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, Hazrat Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. These are the shining witnesses that everyone, including Muslim and non-Muslim, whenever they want to get something from this world, they go and ask and make money.